Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Doing here? Oh yeah, it's the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and oh, for about the first 10 minutes, I'm gonna hang out with y'all by myself. So if you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, you know, if you get the opportunity, swing on over there, check out what's going on. You never know what might pop up while you're there. So, you know, just kind of hang on, you know, swing on by, see what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, I'm on Twitter as well, at Burke Time. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. If you want to check me out over there. But yeah, you know, other than that, yeah, you know, not much going on. So, all right, well, you know, I got to start out with the question I believe you always have to start out with, and that is, especially this time of year, how's your bracket? Because I can tell you that mine is absolute garbage. Yeah, it is the definition of a mess. So, just, yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. I would like to be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's just the way the, you know, the tournament has went and, you know, the COVID-19 and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'm just bad, I guess, when it comes to picking college basketball, you know, and the sad part is I know a little more about college basketball than I do about the other college sports because I actually, like, watch and pay a little bit of attention to that. But, yeah, it didn't matter this year. I stunk. Yeah, I mean, it's just a complete and utter joke that, I'm going to have the whatever it is. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm in last place with everything that's going on there. So we'll just have to see how it goes and hope that I somehow get lucky in the end. I think the only thing I have left going for me is the fact that I have Gonzaga as my national champion. But, you know, that's obviously not going to do me much good if that's the only thing I get right. So we'll have to see. You know, and at this point, I'm to the, you know, basically the idea of I kind of want to see the higher-seeded teams win now just to have some fun with it. Yeah, what other reasons could there be, right? It's just like, okay, let's mess it up. Like, I thought it was kind of cool to see, you know, Oral Roberts pull out a win, another win yesterday. So, you know, I was just like, okay, cool. You know, here we go. Let's see how that goes. And, you know, then of course, locally, you know, the Big Ten has really been a disappointment. You know, we saw number one Illinois go out yesterday. Number one seeded Illinois, number two seeded Ohio State went out in the first round, and then number two seeded Iowa goes out today. You know, they have Michigan left. I believe they play a little later tonight. And then they have Maryland. You know, Michigan was a number one seed. So, they, you know, maybe they'll get by LSU, but LSU is playing pretty well. And then Maryland has a tough matchup with Alabama. So, it's, you know, we may be down to is there any Big Ten teams left? Yeah, no, I think if neither of these teams win, that's it for the Big Ten. Because I think Rutgers did, or did Rutgers hang on? I don't remember how they did. Let me see if I can find it here really quick as I move along and look at my crappy brackets. Yeah, here's the one where I picked Illinois to win the national championship. Yeah, well, we all know how that one went, or at least we thought we did. Let's see, where was Rutgers? Yeah, they were a 10 seed or something like that. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Oh, no, they got knocked out yesterday as well as they were facing Houston. So, yeah, we are down to just two Big Ten teams left, and, you know, unless Maryland can pull off the upset, there's a pretty good chance that, yeah, we're going to be down to maybe just one Big Ten team in the shape of Michigan. So, yeah, just not a good tournament for the conference that really looked like it was going to be the best. You know, and then obviously, you know, I got some pretty bad advice from the experts. You know, they were all on board with UCV beating Creighton, and Creighton pulled that game out, and a lot of them, like the other 12 seed Winthrop, to beat Villanova, and they got beat by double digits. So that, you know, that didn't help anybody's bracket out. You know, the only 12 seed that actually advanced was Oregon State. So, and, you know, they got by Oklahoma State yesterday, so they're actually into the Elite Eight. So, you know, that was the big the big thing there. We'll see how that goes, is now they get to play Loyola Chicago. So it looks like we're going to have, even though Loyola Chicago is an eight, you're not expecting them to go to the Final Four. So we'll have at least one interesting team there. And then, you know, I wasn't buying the Syracuse hype, and of course they proved me wrong. So, you know, just one of those situations where I stink, and I honestly just hope you don't listen to me. You know, I also think I forgot to mention that Wisconsin got handled pretty easily yesterday by Baylor, but I think you would have expected that. So we'll we'll see how it goes. You know, I think the game going on right now is Abilene Christian against UCLA. So it's very early. Yeah, here you go. UCLA is up 16-12 very early in the first half. So, as far as the women, I don't know too much about women's college basketball. I did do a bracket, and obviously I'm sure like a whole bunch of people, I had Connecticut winning it all. I'm willing to bet that a lot of people had that. I did see that Wright State upset Arkansas a little earlier today. So that was one of the first upsets. I know yesterday there were absolutely no upsets in the tournament, which is a huge surprise. You know, all the higher seeded teams moved ahead. So if you were betting on a lower seeded team to pull off the upset in the first round, well, you missed out there. So just one of those situations. I don't think it's happened since like 2006 that the, uh, that there hasn't been an upset. So yeah, it was quite interesting. But I don't know. I don't know too much there with how it goes or anything like that. But we'll see, right? I mean, there's not a whole lot you can not a whole lot you can do. Just gotta kind of watch the games and hope your bracket kind of plays out for you. But I just honestly hope that everybody did much better than I did. Yeah, because it's just terrible for me. So we shall kind of see how the rest of it goes and hope it works out. But I would be interested in knowing how your brackets went. So 646-478-3753 if you want to give me a call and tell me how your bracket's going. Or feel free just to email me, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, and tell us what's going on. And then my other fantasy team, my fantasy basketball team, I was actually having a really good year for me. And one of the guys I took a shot with was LaMelo Ball. And if you didn't see it last night, they're reporting that he broke his wrist. I don't believe it's been confirmed yet, but if he did break his wrist, he is definitely done for the year. So that will quickly end my reign as anything in fantasy basketball, because he was basically my main point guard. He was the guy I was getting the biggest contribution from at point guard. I did go in and try to hunt down a guy that would give me some assists. So I'm hoping that works out and I can kind of manage it the rest of the way. But man, that was just a gigantic blow to my team. And I was just like, no, of all the guys to frickin' have to lose, and again, this is just one of those things, and it's kind of like, well, okay, cool. If they get hurt, it happens. Like one of the other guys I drafted was Cam Reddish, and I think he's been hurt more than he's played. So, I get it that, the injuries are part of the game, and you got to kind of deal with those things. But, man, I just did not get off to a good break there with any of it, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, great, here we go. I'm gonna end up eating this and just see how it goes from there, because I don't even know anymore. It's just like, oh God, can I just quit now and call it some type of season? But obviously I'll hope for the best and keep plugging away there, and hopefully the other parts of my lineup will come through when I need them, and we'll see. But yeah, I'm not hugely confident in how my lineup is going to actually turn out. So we'll see. But, as always, I'm just going to wish myself some luck and hope that it comes through, right? That's what I got to do. I don't have another option, though, do I? So... it's always possible. It'd be nice to have another option. I don't think I do, but it would be nice to have one. So we'll see. That's, again, like I said, that's kind of the best I can do, and I just gotta check things out and wish for God. Like I said, I don't know. I'm trying to remember who I picked up. That's why I'm kind of rambling and kind of stalling, because I'm trying to remember who I added to my roster that I thought could help me out, and I just don't remember. I'm just drawing a blank. So we'll just have to deal with that. But yeah, you know, like I said, surprisingly, it was going relatively well for me. I was actually in like the top five or six. I'm going to double check that to make sure I'm not lying to you here. But like I mentioned, you know, it was a solid year for me. And while I don't know if I was good enough to win the championship, I was at least going to get into the playoffs, which is a really big step for me. Yeah, like currently starting this new week off, I'm in sixth. I ended up tying last week 5-5, and here I picked up. Who did I? Oh wait, it's not. I got to go one more because it's not official until tomorrow. So come on, I picked up Facundo Campazzo from the Denver Nuggets. And the reason I picked him up was because he was handing out, the highest amount of assists left on the waiver wire. So I went that route. He is averaging 2.7 per game. And yeah, that was the highest amount left. There wasn't much left on the waiver wire. So I'm just kind of hoping, his last, he's been getting a little more playing time. So it's been, he's been averaging a few more, and I just got to hope that kind of continues because he's not a great scorer, but I figure maybe if I can make it up in assists, I'll have a shot to kind of hang around. But yeah, it's going to be a rough kind of weeks playing out here, and hopefully I'll hang on and at least get into the playoffs. But yeah, it's not good for me. So we'll have to see how it goes. So Dan stopped in to join us. What's going on, Dan?
Yeah, I was just trying to avoid, since you were talking about our fantasy basketball team league.
Oh, why are you struggling?
Oh, I dropped down to ninth place, got my ass handed to me last week. But, you know, Sunday keeps throwing me off because I swear I have it all set, and then guys aren't playing that should be after I double-check, you know, whatever. It's my fault. But, kind of going along with that, fantasy-wise, I don't want to talk about hockey because I'm getting utterly destroyed. it's baseball time. So I was at a nice warm-up yesterday with our and don't worry, I'll have to get you the I have to get the stuff set up for MLB.TV soon. I'm having to break down. You know, my old theory isn't working anymore with the free coupon. No, I didn't get the email this year. So I got to pay for that again. But anyways. Yeah, you know, it was a kind of, what would you say, a nice warm-up to do a quick home run-only league draft?
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed it. I was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, it was fun and it was interesting. And, you know, like I started out, you know, I made sure that, I picked the guy that were, you know, I thought were going to be the big time home run hitters. And then for my bench, I just added whoever I liked. You know, I think I picked three rookies to put on my bench just to see. I thought, oh, okay, that's fun. So, you know, I figured, why not? And, you know, we'll see how it goes, but obviously with the exception of the one idiot, everything seemed to be fun.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And the thing that cracked me up about this, and I'm sure you probably didn't catch this, but We have 13 teams in this league, so lucky number 13. We could.
There you go.
13th guy. Yeah, there you go. You know, I didn't know what to expect with the draft. I thought it would take a little longer, to be honest with you, but I swear we were done in like 30 minutes. Granted, there's only 9 positions to pick. Not even positions, but 9 players to pick. You know, I did a lot of research. You know, I had some survey monkeys out there to come up with this. And, of course, I'm just being sarcastic. I just, honestly, Big Jack, I went by how many guys, you know, with the 20-team league, because that obviously is the goal, but whatever. You know, how many guys would have the opportunity to pick enough players to win, you know. And I found that even about 20 teams with 9 players each still get you 2 guys that are hitting 20-plus home runs. So, you know, guys that would be good on the bench. But, you know, I know you didn't really have any comments on or adjustments to make with the ruling and how I set it up. We're only doing weekly. You know, I thought about that afterward. You know, if the utility is even necessary since I'm only really doing a weekly league. But, you know, injuries happen. And that was kind of one of the things I took into account when I was getting down there to maybe the 5th, 6th. And, you know, you got, you know, the guy who's listed as your next. And then, you know, looking at everyone around him, you know, my immediate thought was, do I think this guy's going to play? You know, how quickly do I think he's going to get hurt? Or how much time? You know, is that something you thought about too? But, I mean, there's not a whole lot to think about with this league. Just pick a guy who's going to hit home runs, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about, you know, injuries unless a guy was hurt coming in. You know, like I took Cole Calhoun, who's dinged up. So, I'm going to have to continue to check on his status and make sure he's going to be playing opening week. But other than that, yeah, I wasn't too much concerned with, you know, the status and everything. I was just trying to find guys who were going to hit bombs. You know, that's all I was interested in. I didn't care about anything else. The biggest mistake I made was I wanted Joey Gallo, and I waited around too long to get him. I was like, no big deal. He'll be there next round. And then he went like 5 picks before I was going to take him. And I was like, yeah, I blew that one. So, you know, it was just like, son of a gun. You know, I missed out there. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I enjoyed it. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately for me, I am doing our Money League draft with Mr. Fantasy right now. And unfortunately, right before our draft started, he kind of killed my enthusiasm for drafting. You know, like in that league, I don't chase positions, you know, that – I'm just not a big believer in that when it comes to drafting. And we hadn't picked a catcher yet. It was getting pretty late. And I noticed on the board that Yadier Molina and Buster Posey were still there. And I thought, oh, this is a great time to grab one of these guys if one of them gets back to us. And sure enough, they both made it back to us. And I said, hey, I said, well, you know, we should grab Buster Posey right here. And he was adamant against it, and we ended up taking Yadier Molina, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, great. You know, like, I love Yadi, and he's a Hall of Famer, and in reality, they're both going to be Hall of Famers. But at this point in time, I just honestly think Posey is the better pick going into this year. You know, not only does he catch, but they play him a little at first base when he gets an off day. More and more, this was looking like it's going to be Yadier's last year, and he just wouldn't budge. And I was like, come on, dude, you know, and he just wouldn't do it. So we ended up taking Yadier, and it just kind of killed my my enjoyment of drafting, and I actually haven't even talked to him since. Just been sending him, you know, I've just been putting players in our queue going, here, pick who you want, because I it killed all my interest, you know, and I mean, luckily I have, you know, what, 4 days, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah, I got about 4 days before I have to get that interest back, because we start drafting again this weekend. Hopefully this other draft will be over by then, but there's no guarantee in that with these guys. So we'll see. But you know what I mean there? And I mean, I know you, I'll ask you anyways, but if you had to pick, who were you taking, Posey or Molina?
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I was going to say, Big Jack, because he just can't get over the fact that I took Posey in the first round back in whatever year that was. Was that like when,
you know, I'm almost wondering if that was it. You know, that he just didn't feel something, or maybe he forgot that Posey opted out last year. So I don't know. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. I was like, you know, it's clear that Posey's the better pick, but I didn't understand his ideology behind it. So, yeah, you know, and then I got a message from him earlier telling, well, we need a backup catcher. Well, no kidding, we need a backup catcher. We'll get one. You know, so I don't know. But, yeah, like I said, it just kind of it killed any momentum I had about wanting to play. And, you know, and I don't know, maybe that's pity or tacky or, you know, whatever. But, you know, and then he got me this morning. For whatever reason, he was hot on Corey Dickerson. And I wasn't interested. I was just kind of like, you know, whatever. You know, not really a big fan. You know, there's got to be some better guys out there. So I sent him a list of guys I thought were going to be better. And then, of course, I had room from work, so it was time to take a nap. I got up, and he took Corey Dickerson. So, yeah, I was just like, okay, well, you know, there you go. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, now obviously with the exception of the one tool bag that we haven't really addressed, well, how did you like that draft yesterday?
I actually liked it a lot, sort of. I mean, it was pretty quick and easy. So, you know, with the fact that, well, you have the Money League and then we have the two that we do this coming weekend, I didn't want to add on another league, so to speak. You know, that's just going to take up a lot of time. That's why I just figured, hey, what the hell, let's do this home run only, because I, you know, that's kind of one of those stupid things I missed from back in the day with my dad when he was working on the docks. You know, he always had one of those guys, I forget what they call them, I don't want to say them out loud, but, you know, they would put stuff together like this, and I always did the home run derby with him. And, you know, the biggest difference between that and this is back then, you know, well, everything was done on, you know, notebook paper, but, you know, we got to pick our own guys. So, you know what I mean, Big Jack, notebooks. So, there, you know, there could be up to 50 guys. I forget, there was a lot of guys in the league, but, you know, every single team could have had Jose Canseco on it if you wanted. But, you know, and obviously that's a big difference in this league, and it makes it a little bit more competitive. So I don't know. I just threw it together. I didn't expect it to go as fast as it did, though. You know, so that was kind of exciting, though.
Like,
yeah,
I did like that aspect. That, you know, especially on a day I have to work. So
yeah. I mean, I didn't think it would take that long to begin with. So, you know, that was one of the things that I was thinking about when putting it together and then picking the Sunday beforehand. But you know, it went by a lot quicker, and I thought we were going to spend a lot more time with there being 1 minute, giving everyone a minute to pick, but I guess with this league, it's okay. I mean, really, how long did it last?
It was, you know, I think in total it was about 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. So, you know, it flew by. And like you said, I just, people, if I can give you any advice that you can solidly take from me, just go to join a league. And I don't, you know, and if you're deciding to join an hour before the league drafts, I mean, just check it out, read, because, you know, I don't know about all commissioners. I've only really done these with Big Jack, and his are pretty self-explanatory. And then this one, I wanted to be clear with everybody, home runs only. Here's the point system. Here's what we're doing. And this guy's like, this league sucks. Well, what did you join it for?
Yeah, I was baffled with what he thought he was getting into. I think I mentioned to you, like, this year I got roped into a second basketball league by one of the guys who's been playing in our league for years. I was just like, okay, he's been around a long time. I'll get in his league and, you know, do him a favor because they were looking for some guys. And what I didn't realize is, It was a weekly league, which is fine. I don't mind those. You know, you set your lineup, you leave them alone. But the way he's got it set up is you have to make your changes by Sun. You know, your lineup has to be set by Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of like, crap. I keep forgetting to set my lineup, because I'm used to doing it the way we've always done it. So I keep missing my damn lineup, and I'm like, son of a gun. So I'm like, yeah. And it's like, yeah, I probably won't play in this league next year because I just can't get the hang of setting the lineup a day earlier. Like, our money league lineup has to be set by Monday. So, you know, no big deal. You get it set up and you're good to go. And, yeah, I can't get the hang of this. But, yeah, like that guy, you know, oh, this is stupid. Well, you're picking the best home run hitters. And he didn't do a good job of explaining, like, what he thought it was going to be. Otherwise, you know, I may have been a little more understanding towards him, but he was just a tool bag.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was funny because I've never had anyone, but, you know, this is what it's like on social media every day.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing I found about fantasy, though.
He was a kid. Did you get that impression, too?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got. You know, because... Like you said, I think you asked, I asked, and then all of a sudden, hey, you know, this is gay. So,
yeah, you know, which in this day and age is pretty offensive. So that's what kind of made me think it was a kid.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was like, I really just, you know, if I knew someone, just boot them and put someone else. But I don't even want to deal with that. So, season will play out, and then I'll just ban them from the league. You know, we'll get more people next year.
I had to kind of road trip. My Amazon package showed up, so I had to go down the stairs.
Well, hey, at least these days with your knees being better, it's something you don't have to have a big challenge with. But speaking of challenges, Big Jack, yesterday was a challenge for me. I've done pretty well. I've lost my 5 cents. This is why I don't do any more for money. But no, I think honestly, I'm like in NASCAR a lot with for fantasy. It's a hell of a lot easier than the NFL. But man, you know, I think you definitely have to do a little bit of research to who's a better driver on these tracks. But who could have guessed that the one guy I didn't pick would lead for 169 laps and just help people dominate. So, you know, for him. But, you know, yesterday I would have got my 10 cents if Chase Elliott didn't just fall out. I thought he'd be a great driver yesterday. Was it Kyle Larson that was the one leading everything yesterday?
Oh, yeah. He was rolling until Ryan Blaney's car caught fire somewhere out of the blue. Not literally caught fire, but the car just picked up, and he ended up going to the front.
Yeah, I actually, the thing that kicks me, and I've done this, and I'm sure you did this too. You've done this before too. I had Blaney in my original lineup.
Yeah.
But then I took him out for some reason. You know how when you put it together and you're like, oh, I got extra money. But if I do this, this, and this, then I can have these guys, you know. So I did one of those. And, Chase Elliott just killed me. I was trying to go for guys that I thought would almost like a sleeper pick. I'm sure everyone hates hearing that. But, my two killers were Chase Elliott and Brad Keselowski. I thought Keselowski would just kind of keep in this race. But he went from started in fourth and landed in 28th. So, you know, and once I'm done rattling on, if you could tell me what the difference is and how that counts in your pointing on FanDuel, because I have really high negative between Elliott and Keselowski. But, I guess, never mind. I know what it's about. But how does that point system hurt you, Big Jack?
Yeah, well, you know, you get the points by position, you know, from where they start to where they finish. Like, I had Kurt Busch. You know, the rest of my lineup was solid yesterday. I had Kyle Busch was my big scorer. Then I had Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse, and Cole Custer. And they all got about 60 points or more. So it was solid, not enough to win. But then I had Kurt Busch, who got wrecked and got me negative points. So that was the end of my day.
No, but, you know, so is that how that worked? So, you know, Chase Elliott was negative 33. Does that take off from what the points he may have had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's
I believe it's one of the few negatives you can actually get when it comes to the.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
one of the things I look for when I'm putting a driver together is, you know, like Chase Elliott was a good pick because he started at the back of the field yesterday because they had to make an adjustment to the car. So he's going to pass a lot of guys and move up a lot of positions. But unfortunately, you know, it just didn't go that way.
Yeah. Well, and that was kind of my reasoning behind going with Danny Suarez yesterday, or is it Daniel, whatever. You know, I've seen him get a little bit higher in the races. You know, I don't feel like he's finished in the top 10 in the last couple of weeks. I could be wrong in that, but, you know, I've noticed he's been at the very back and then kind of crept his way up there. So, you know, he was one of those quote-unquote sleeper picks for me because I thought he would just kind of maybe get up to 10 or 11 even, you know, but he only went up eight laps. So, you know, it is what it is. I think the hardest part is trying to find who's going to lead because those are the 1 points I'm never winning or I'm never getting.
Yeah, it's difficult to, you know, manage to pick the, you know, the correct guys. You know, and I mean, the guy who won the league I entered yesterday, let me see if I can get his lineup to come up for me here. Yeah, he had Kyle Larson, so obviously that was a huge pick. And then he had Ryan Blaney as well. He had Denny Hamlin, who led some laps. Then he had Matt DiBenedetto and Alex Bowman. And DiBenedetto was running in the top 10 most of the day, finished 11th. And Bowman ended up third. So he really, you know, really racked in the points with his, you know, his picks. And you just wonder if or how or whatever they put this together. You know, it's like, okay, well, how did you come up with that lineup? So... But, yeah, just kind of, you know, kind of like, yeah, okay, we'll see. You know, I just go with what best.
Yeah, and you know what gets me, though, is these 5-cent ones will never be, no matter how many times I get my ass kicked, I will most likely not quit playing them because the top winner won $150 yesterday.
So,
I'm not really losing out because I don't think I've only made one deposit into FanDuel. It's just the way it is for me. But, with that said, it's like 5 cents and I could possibly win $150. You know, that's my kind of gambling. I know I'm a cheap ass. Whatever.
No, that's how I do it, too. I mean, it's like, it's 5 cents. Actually, I think yesterday I played the 25-cent one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was just like, it's a quarter. You know, if I don't win my quarterback, I'm okay with that. I can afford to lose a quarter. So, you won't see me, the most I've ever bet on any FanDuel game is $2. I've never bet more than that. And I probably never will. It's just not my thing. I'm not confident enough in my, selection ability to do that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's just the only thing that was making it harder, Big Jack. And they need to, I wish the time was a little bit earlier because mid-afternoon, after we go grocery shop, whatever, we're sitting around a little bit, still inside. Plus, it didn't warm up a little bit till the, afternoon. So I missed out on pretty much the whole race yesterday.
So, yeah, tonight I did my, my Zach LaVine 5-cent lineup for the NBA. I can tell you that, because everybody thought he was a star, so I was trying to cash in on him. Those lineups with him featured have won once. I won 12 cents one time out of all the times I've pumped him up as my guy. So I don't know if I'm buying him as a superstar after all this. So, but we'll keep trying.
You doing like you did that one year with Mike Trout and Bryce Harper?
Oh, yeah, for the Home Run League. I didn't win there either. Oh. Well, the Zach LaVine thing, I just got sick of it, listening to them on the radio going, oh, yeah, he's a superstar and this team can build around. No, he's not. Last night I think he went 6-for-18 and they barely got by the Pistons. Luckily, I forgot to put a lineup in yesterday. So that was my saving grace. Otherwise, I would have lost for sure because he had all of 16 points. And, if he's going to be your lead guy, he's got to, have 30 points and either 9 rebounds or 9 assists. You need him to score fantasy points, and he just doesn't do it. So it's just one of those things where I'm kind of like, okay, come on, he's got to start coming through, and he doesn't. He's not a guy who can lead a team or carry a team, and I've had some really good lineups around him that just haven't won because he's been a bust. Again, one of those things, luckily, where I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm just, just betting a nickel, so I'm okay if I'm losing nickels. That's no big deal. So, I can do that. So,
all of my bonus.
So, and now, have you managed to do any mock baseball drafts yet?
No, you know, I mean, I used to like getting the medals and whatnot, but it just, I don't know. I just feel like even the other part of it was, you know, I would check all these, check all my, kind of my drafts, and I don't know, even out of 25 of them, I felt like I wasn't really getting a good feel of how our league was going to draft, you know, because the hard part is I think the biggest you can go up to is, what, 16 in the mock draft, so you can't even do a full 20-team league. And so it just, it kind of makes it worthless to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually did one yesterday just before the Home Run League. I was looking to see if they had, like, a Home Run Derby, you know, if they did something like that for the mock. But they don't. I was like, ah. So, you know, I did that until our draft started. I think I only got about 5 picks in, but that's the only one I've done. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of fun. It gives you, especially if you're new to it, then, you know, it makes sense to do those. But after a while, it's like, a lot of times I would just end up making like 3 picks and then putting an auto draft, you know, auto pick, and then starting another one.
Yeah, no, I always just do the smaller ones so I don't have to go too long without, you know, anything being goofy. So.
Yeah, but I just felt like for our purposes, it doesn't really help out a whole lot. And then I don't really, you know, do many other than this. My brother-in-law's always tells me he's going to invite me to his league, but that never happens.
You know, it's so tough in our league because it's 20 teams. So, you know, you run into the problem where you're kind of like, okay, well, nobody else is doing 20 teams. So how do I learn from this? You know, is it really showing me anything where I'm like, okay, you know, how did this help me? So. But yeah, like I doubt I'll do one, you know, I doubt I'll do another one. It would be very surprising if I managed to get around to actually doing one more, but you know, maybe if I get bored or something, I'll plug one in. That's just kind of how it goes. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, you know, just the fun stuff. That's what, you know, I enjoy is when it gets there for real. Now, how much prep have you done? Have you started to look yet for, you know, where you're going or how you're going or what you're thinking, or is that something you kind of wait on?
I mostly wait on it. I just try to take a look back at previous years, you know, like, the hardest part, though, this year is I usually print up, and I know print, right? It's because I'm using the other screens. Well, this year I might not have to print because I have 3 now. But, you know, previously I only had 1 with the laptop or 2. But, you know, having up my the year prior and just kind of looking at guys that I liked and didn't produce, you know, I think that helps out a lot because, you know, that's more sort of point myself away from certain guys that I might not like. And then the biggest challenge, though, this year is do I really look at the 2019 draft? You know, go back to that, because 2020 was kind of a wash. You know, I'm not referencing it for anything. So that gives it a little bit of challenge. But, you know, of course, I try to keep up with who's healthy. I just hate the fact that Yahoo includes, you know, guys that aren't healthy, but then again, or, you know, doesn't have a big sign, especially if they're not playing. Yeah, so I just try to keep up with that. I'm I guess maybe if I did more research like Mr. Fantasy did, but then again, he quit our league, right? And then you guys lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that said, if I did...
Even with all the research he's done, we've never won the Money League.
Yeah.
We rarely even end up in the money. So...
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the reasons. It's like you could do all this research and everything, but there's still the human factor. You know,
yeah.
You can create a bunch of spreadsheets and it can tell you, predict an outcome, but, you know, it's not going to change the fact that, you know, because Mike Trout has the better war, he's going to give me better numbers in fantasy. So it's kind of hard. I just try to go by feeling and who I think, and I look more at guys who are consistent, you know.
Yeah, no, you know, like there are always guys that I like and I want, and I'm like, okay, you know, let's see how this goes or what's going to happen here or there or whatever. But yeah, it's, you know, it's tough because you just never know. You know, I mean, like, you can be super high on a guy and he can fall flat on his face. So, you know, I know, like, one of the guys that, like, again, another guy I had to talk Mr. Fantasy into taking was Jordan Hicks of the Cardinals. Now, you know, we're looking at a guy here who, you know, he's another one of those guys who clocks in at over 100 every time he throws the baseball. He's a huge closer, you know, and, you know, the key, of course, is he needs to stay healthy. But if he does, you know, the Cardinals should win that division, and they're looking at 40, you know, he's looking at 40 saves. But because he didn't play last year, he didn't really land on Mr. Fantasy's radar. And I'm like, no, dude, you got to look at this guy. You know, and I mean, like, it was really easy for us to take, you know, Trevor Bauer in the first round, and then I think we took Walker Buehler in the second. So we actually went back-to-back Dodger pitchers. Those are easy picks. But, you know, we're getting to the point now where we have to find some guys. And his research doesn't end up going that deep. Oh, excuse me. So, you know, it's just a, you know, it can be a little difficult or, you know, with the deal with, you know, some of the other guys, you know, he gets his mind made up about a player and you can't change it. You know, and I don't know what the Buster Posey hang-up was, but for whatever reason, he didn't like him. You know, and I mean, hopefully he's right and Yadier does really well for us, but, man, I'm concerned.
Well, and I, to be honest, I felt like Yadier's performance at the plate is kind of taking a little bit of a back seat. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, nothing against Yadi at all. You know, again, he's, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He should be a first ballot guy. I mean, no doubt. But at this point in time, sold on what he's going to give us. You know, because, you know, sooner or later, they've got to start transitioning to a new catcher. You know, and I don't know if they have that guy on the roster or not yet. I mean, we'll have to see. But it worries me that, you know, we're going to end up with an old catcher and, you know, his backup. So, but, you know, we'll see. You know, again, I hope he's right. You know, that's what he wanted. So we're going that route and hopefully it works out.
I don't know. You know, with Posey being younger and then having the year off, I just think he's all around a better person to go with.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of thought the year off would help him heal, you know, because he had been banged up. But obviously, you know, I mean, he had an entire year off. So, you know, you would like to think he's in good shape, but I don't know.
Doesn't translate for Mr. Fantasy. You know, because, you know, this isn't the, I don't know what era it ended, but, you know, this isn't the old days where, you know, the guys are on the off season selling shoes or driving cabs or whatever. You know, Buster Posey, you know, with the contract and with the way baseball is now, I highly doubt that he's not in communication or hadn't been working on his craft while he was off.
So, yeah, you know, and that's kind of the way I looked at it. I was like, he probably continued to work out and stay sharp and, you know, whatever else he had going on, you know, I'm sure he did just fine. But, you know, and again, for whatever reason, there was something there. So I'm going to try to get him to going to try to get him to pick Tyler Stevenson, who's a prospect for the Reds, who looks like he's going to have an opportunity to get some at-bats this year and probably will end up as the full-time guy. So I'm just hoping that he'll go that route, but I just never know. I never know what I'm going to get from one time to the next. So, the one plus I have is he does like younger players. You know, he likes to try to find it. Last year I was able to snag Fernando Tatis for us. So, I don't know what you would call it, gravitas or whatever when it comes to me hunting down these guys. So hopefully he'll allow it to continue, but I don't know. So we'll see.
Hey, if he wasn't so attached to having you as a teammate, I'd say, hey, let's put me and you in the league. But then again, I probably would be tired with the draft.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, this all started Friday, and we still have about six rounds left. One, I can't remember what time it was Saturday, but one guy took 5 hours to pick, you know, because obviously he was out doing something. He didn't realize he was up,
yeah.
So it took him 5 hours to make a pick. You know, we're not sitting down like you and I did yesterday in a draft room like we did on Yahoo, the whole fun league. You know, the draft is open on CBS, and when it's your turn, you go in and pick. So it's interesting. Just put it that way. So,
with no time limits.
No time. There's never a time limit on these drafts. So it's, you know, like last year for football when we did it, I think I told you the one guy we waited 26 minutes to pick. So you never know what to do. It's kind of weird like that. So, hey, all right. If you think it's time to get a nice football, I want to put that on our list. We're going to do this all again. So while we're away, you can go to the radio.com. Check out the stuff you want to go there. Link takes you over to the Facebook page. Do by then, don't forget to please at 29. So feel free to look at the stuff on Twitter as well. We're both following it. And hey, if you manage to stop by and listen to Dan and I online, well, thank you for doing this. We greatly appreciate it. But remember, the podcast is available to you anytime you want at tunein.com.
SamRadio.com.